Hello again, Mike Roberts here with the second in our series, Malta Memories, where we're looking at the 9 years, 1964 to 1972, via the memories created by the ordinary people and in the main the ordinary events that helped fashion Malta's history during those 9 memorable years, and all linked to the ever-changing popular music and song of those years to help those of us that can recall times that are now over 50 years past. Last week we travelled through the first half of 1964. This week, as we begin the second half of that year, and with Malta's independence referendum successfully completed, the island was about to enter a new and most significant chapter in its long history. As I said, we may well be looking at the memories created by ordinary people, but 1964 was clearly going to be no ordinary year. No ordinary year either for the swinging blue jeans, because they made number one in the charts with this.
Someone like you, I beg for forgiveness on bended knee, but I wouldn't blame her if she said to me, you're no good, it's no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good. I'm gonna say it again, it's no good, it's no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good.
You're no good, the swinging blue jeans. So who and what else was being reported? Well, the Malta Trade Fair opened at Nashar with 2 new features, an army pavilion and a lunar park for younger visitors. On People in the News, 21-year-old Maria Gennaro, a star of the TV programme Youth Wants to Know, gained a place at Girton College, Cambridge. Joe Camilleri and Tony Gambin were placed 3rd and 4th in the Mr. London Bodybuilders competition. John Catania, the well-known stage, TV and radio comedian, was among 145 migrants to Canada, and Archbishop Michael Gonzi celebrated the 40th anniversary of his consecration. And as tests were being carried out for the setting up of Radio Malta, plans were put in hand to convert the Carinthia Palace near San Anton Gardens into a first-class and world-class hotel. The world of the film and stage musical, too, was influencing us in our popular music tastes. In 1964, and Mary Poppins, both, was top of the list. Remember A Spoonful of Sugar?
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and half the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that the spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. The white intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move a job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
And that was the voice of Marnie Nixon there for Mary Poppins. Summer moved on apace, as all activities seemed inevitably to focus on one way or another on Malta's forthcoming independence. For example, advertising for the 62nd draw of the Malta National Lottery. It was predicting 40 extra prizes worth £5,000 to mark this historic occasion. And the day itself, Monday 21st of September 1964, was declared a public holiday. And as Malta's Prime Minister, Dr. Giorgio Borg-Olivier, Britain's Colonial Secretary, Duncan Sandys, and Governor-General-Designate, Sir Maurice Dorman, were being described as the three men who had moulded Malta's destiny. Sleema Wanderers lost to Dynamo Bucharest in the first leg of the European Cup Winners' Cup. As delegates from more than 40 countries started to arrive in readiness, and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, received an enthusiastic reception at Lua, independence celebrations began on Wednesday, September the 16th, with band marches in villages all over the island, and exhibitions too, like Malta Looks Ahead. The big day finally came, with the swearing-in at 11:30 of the Governor-General. The afternoon saw honorary degrees conferred on the Prime Minister, Director of Education, and the Governor-General. And in the early evening, the independence commemorative tablet was unveiled at the entrance to the palace at Valletta. Celebrations continued the next day with the laying of the foundation stone of the Royal University of Malta at Mzira, now San Juan. And on the afternoon of Wednesday, 23rd of September, there was an aerobatic display over Grand Harbour by the Royal Air Force. Again, with Grand Harbour as the backdrop, the diary for the week was completed during that evening with a spectacular naval and fireworks display. Many used the weekend that followed to recover from all the excitement of the week and perhaps prepare themselves for the Monday morning of a new week when Malta would experience its largest ever retail trade promotion, the introduction of trading stamps through over 70 shop and petrol station outlets all over the island. And while all this was going on in a studio somewhere in the United States, Julie London recorded this.
You say you'll break my heart in two. Love me and leave me for somebody new. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong, but I want to find out for myself. You say he's gonna put me down, hurt me and give me that old run around. Maybe he will, maybe he won't, but I want to find out. should I listen to your stories about you? You say you'll treat me so unkind. Heartaches and teardrops will be all I find. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but I want to find out for myself. He's given me no cause to doubt him, so why should I listen to your stories about him? You say you'll treat me so unkind. Heartaches and teardrops will be all I find.
Julie London, I Want to Find Out for Myself. Just like summer, the excitement faded, and autumn saw Malta's Archbishop and Vicar General return from the third session of the Vatican's Ecumenical Council. Correspondent of the Times of Malta encouraged an improvement in the standard of Malta's annual carnival, so that it would become a winter tourist attraction. And it was reported that the Nashar Bird Museum was being sold by its founder, because the financial burden was proving too great. Malta paraplegics George Portelli and Claude Markham each won bronze medals in snooker at the Tokyo Paralympic Games. Hitachi, the 12th largest company in the world at the time, announced the setting up with Maltese investors of a Malta-based company. And as someone calling himself or herself Staker called for a free and independent Malta to allow its citizens to participate in UK football pools. Valletta beat Rabat 13-0, registering the highest score this season. Jerry and the Pacemakers were scoring too, with this hit from 1964, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy, so don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying. Be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no,
Oh, oh, oh.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. Other news items at the time included Malta's Prime Minister, Dr. Borges Olivier, returning from a 20-minute audience at the Vatican with Pope Paul. Under the headline, Malta Target of Greatest Economic Strategy Effort, it was reported that a distinguished group headed by a former United States Treasury chief would lead an international development study group. And an own goal scored by Martin Attard of Hamrun resulted in his team losing an important match with their opponents, Rabat. Lightning struck the Iron Cross on the cupola of Sleema's Stella Maris Church, and Dr. F. X. McAuliffe was placed first among overseas participants taking part in a one-year course in anaesthesia at Copenhagen, Denmark, under the auspices of the World Health Organization. As rumours abounded that the Mdina Tower was haunted, a Mr. D. G. Bilanti exploded the myth. Music-wise, there were lots of chart hits throughout the 60s. Here are two. I'm sure many will recognise at least one of them. No prize, though, for doing so.
Do you catch up here with a coat so grey? At the break of the day, do you catch John Peel when he's far, far away, with his hounds and his horn in the morning?
Everybody.
For the sound of his horn brought me from my bed, and the cry of his hound, which he oftentimes led. John Peel, you were Lord, awaken the dead, for the fox from his lair in the morning.
I can John Peel, the groovy too. Tranter and Ringwood and Belmont's a true. From a drag to a chase to a view. From a view to a death in the morning.
For the sound of his horn brought me from my bed, and the cry of his hound which he oftentimes led. John Keats, you have Lord, awaken the dead, for the fox from his lair in the morning.
I have followed John Hill both near and far, for the rust of gate, for the fence and the bar.
The whole dance and no more to scratch me a scar, where we fight for the blush in the morning.
For the sound of his horn brought me from my bed, and the cry of his hound which he oftentimes led. John Peel, you alone awaken the dead, for the fox from his lair in the morning.
I am his at John Peel with my heart and soul. Come Bill, fill to him another strong call. For if all John Peel could bear up with power, I will wake by his call in the morning.
But the sound of his horn brought me from my bed, and the cry of his hound which he oftentimes led. John Peel, you alone are awake and the dead, for the fox from his lair in the morning.
Hey!
See you.
It was, of course, Roy Orbison and his 1964 recording Pretty Woman, preceded by a popular folk group of the time, The Spinners, with their recording of that same year, John Peel. As December came and this momentous year was drawing to a close, peace lover of Gezira wrote to the press complaining that his or her eardrums were bursting from the high-pitched noise-enhancing horn and exhaust devices. However, the Department of Justice attorney Maurice Silverman claimed the last word, stating that he'd recently encountered a church being converted to a cinema, suggesting that God, too, enjoyed motion pictures. As Malta announced its membership of the United Nations, the British Defence Chief's supply ship Surprise left Malta for the first time after 18 years, to gun salutes from St. Angelo and very lights from an overflying Shackleton. Main streets in Valletta and Sliema were lit for the first time with Christmas decorations, and there was a great get-together at Mcedar when one of Malta's last public washing places was closed. And the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company's Christmas production for 1964 was Charlie's Aunt. Maltese Charles Marlier died at 71 in Wellington, New Zealand, and was praised for having dedicated his life to the welfare of seamen from all over the world. Father Christmas came to Zaytoun Primary Boys' School by helicopter, and billed as a splendid Christmas present, it was announced that airfares would not be increased. Concluding the year musically, yet another singer, Dean Martin, joined the ranks of the many who had already recorded this Irving, Berlin, seasonal evergreen.
Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Be merry and bright.
Dean Martin and White Christmas. Next week we move to 1965 for more Malta memories, again via ordinary events and ordinary people, helped by the music and song that those very people were listening to during that year. And if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, 1964 to 1972, or indeed if the Malta memories I've already covered have meant something special to you, then let me know. You can do so by email, Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, all one word, at Firenet, FIRENET, dot WS, World Service, WS. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Do join me again. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.